We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome to the show. We all know him from The Matrix, and now Claus on TNT has been on many different things. Harold Perrineau. Harold, thanks for calling. And Harold, I'm a Matrix nerd, and I think you'll never, ever, that will live forever, won't it? In infamy, your character, right?
Listen, Neil, first of all, thanks for having me on your show. That's number one. That's a great introduction, and I'm glad you're a Matrix nerd. Yeah, I play the character Link, and the Matrix is going to live, yeah, in people's lives forever, I think, because it's such a great trilogy. Really, really great.
I mean, every time it's on, I want to watch it again. It's something, it's Harold, it's something that I want to watch over and over and over again, you know?
Listen, man, the first Matrix, me and my oldest daughter, the first Matrix, we would sit and watch the thing over and over and over again. Like, we went and saw it in the movies, when it came out in DVD, like, we just kept watching it. And then when I got to audition for it, it was ridiculous. When I got on the set of the Nebuchadnezzar, I was the biggest, like, nerd you have ever seen. I was like, they'd be like, Harold, we got to get to work. I was like, right, yes. Right, I'm on the Nebuchadnezzar. Oh God! So it was so wacky and surreal. I really had a great time there. So.
Oh, absolutely. And so, what I love now, again, when we talk about the Matrix, is just the fact of the matter is that you will be going to different Comic Cons and different things all the time, Harold. When you're not busy acting, right? You have other gigs to do, right? With the Matrix.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. I actually haven't been to a Matrix Comic Con yet. I've been to a couple Comic Cons for Lost and stuff like that, but I actually haven't been to one for the Matrix, which is kind of interesting. I guess I just have to figure out those sci-fi Comic Cons.
Oh, trust me, Steel City Con is gigantic, Harold. I wish they allow media in, they don't, but in Pittsburgh, it's unbelievable, and they always get the best top celebrities in every area. Yeah, and I think that would be a perfect one, especially because they're not having one from The Matrix. So something for your agent to think about.
Oh, that's what I'm going to ask them to look into. That sounds like an amazing one. I'd love to come out there and talk about it, and yeah, maybe even meet you.
I'd love to have a television interview for sure. Absolutely, Harold. Let's kind of jump right back into now, specifically your character now in Claus. I am an educational advocate. I started out as a teacher. I mean, I was in entertainment before then, teacher back to entertainment again, but I represent kids with special needs at IEP meetings and things like that. So to know that you play a autistic adult on the show, that's got to be a really interesting character for you, right, Harold, on Claus?
Yeah, it was interesting and really tricky, and I just had to, you know, do as much research as I could. And so that's, you know, try to find a place to ground it, because you never want to, you know, do anything where you're making fun of someone's special needs. Or I don't even know if I ever say special needs. They're just people whose brains are just, they think differently. So it's wired differently. And it's just, you know, you never want to, you know, mess that up. And so I did a lot of research on it. I talked to a lot of people. So, yeah, I try hard to be as honest about it as I can.
And I'm sure once you did all the research, you see how many great groups are out there for advocating autism, adults and children, and how amazing a group of people. And I'm sure that that's helped the show as well, having your character on there to represent, especially think about some of these other shows that are finally having autistic adults or children out there in the mainstream to really show it as a character on a show.
Yeah, like, and it's really not only the autistic part of it, but his relationship to his sister, like that. That's also a thing that that type of representation is really important, because it really is tricky and difficult and great and all these things, but it's not, you know, it's not typical. Do you know what I mean? And so that to be able to represent that, I have a cousin who grew up. She raised her brother for, you know, most of his life, because he was really back in the day, they didn't call it autism, and they called it something else that I wouldn't ever say anymore. But he was really extremely autistic. He didn't have a lot of verbal skills. He didn't have a lot of emotional skills. And she had to raise him. And I didn't even understand how interesting and difficult and fun that could be until I started doing this character. And like you said, representation is really, really important. So I feel like everybody works really hard. We conspire to get it really right. Me, Nisi, the writers,
exactly.
Like we really try to make sure we get that right and not mess it up.
All right, Harold, let's talk about your character. How highly functioning autism is the character, and how does it relate to the show, your character?
So, you know, he is started off with him being not as functional, and then turned out that he really is functional. He has a really, really high IQ, but he has a real sensory perception issues. His sensory perception is it gets really fired, so he has a difficulty connecting emotionally, and he has, but he's a really great artist, and he can see things in a really clear way. That being said, there's a lot of craziness that happens on our show. And so if you know the show, you know that Nisi Nash and the other women, Nisi Nash, Jen Lyon, Carrie Preston, they run this nail salon, but then they launder money originally for the Dixie Mafia, now for the Russian Mafia. And there is just a lot of crazy stuff that's going on in this show. And, you know, this relationship between Nisi and myself, it's something that helps ground our show a little bit. You know, with all the wild antics that are happening, you come back to this really, really loving, interesting relationship, and then you feel like, okay, we can start at ground zero again, and then it goes off the rails after that.
So, yeah, absolutely fabulous, for sure. And I've watched the trailers, and I've wanted to watch it all the time, and I have not caught up, and I want to catch up this to the season. Are you excited about the
Listen,
success?
Go,
I think it's so
go get
cool
the TNT
show.
App. You can watch it on TNT. You can watch it on the TNT
really?
App. You can watch the finale. Yeah, you know, it's going to be on TNT Sunday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central. Yeah, you can catch it, and eventually it'll come back around. Like you said, I think it's on Hulu and couple of other places, but yeah, go get that TNT app and check it out. It's really smart and funny, and not at all what you think it looks like when you first see it. Really, really interesting.
Harold, what do you think, Harold? Especially the success of the show. I mean, I think it's great to see strong women make sure they don't take crap from anyone, and that's what's I think is exciting about
right.
the show, but also the characters and just the drama involved in it, for sure.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, I was really really happy to see it because, first of all the women are all so different. Like, normally you wouldn't cast these women as friends, but, you know, TNT and Elliot Lawrence and Janine Barois, they found a way to make all these women live in the same space together. And they are all strong and interesting and diverse and really multidimensional. There are times when I don't even like some of the characters, but you still love them and you still root for them because you realize how human they are. And, like, they're always talking and having questions, and they really do flesh them out to be multidimensional, and that's one of the great things I think about our show. Do you know what I mean? They're not just cookie cutter people, and they're not characters you've ever really seen before because of all of the dimensions and the depth of their relationships. And they are all just amazing. Each one of these ladies is amazing to look at, to watch, to root for, to be mad at. Like, it's really fun television. And I feel really groundbreaking. I feel like that. I don't know if everybody else does, but I certainly feel like we just haven't seen this kind of stuff before, set in this really bright, fun, crazy world. So
Sunday night, you can tune into Claws, catch up on the TNT app, and
yep.
Harold, we can connect with you on Twitter and all different social media outlets. I appreciate you coming on the show, and you were the one
Thanks,
today,
buddy.
Harold. You were the one. But you know who the one is, Neo. Neo. But good talking to you. Appreciate you coming on.
But today I was the one. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks,
take care, Harold. All right, see you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.